Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
And that is Justin Timberlake on Namibia's Heart and Soul alongside T.I. with My Love. Bring a time to exactly 16 minutes past 8 o'clock. And we're going to be having a very interesting, very insightful conversation right now. And if you are a creative, gather around, because this one is definitely for you. And you know, a lot of the times we do, you know, get into spaces where we have these conversations pertaining to, as a creative, we're not seen, we're not recognized, we're not being paid enough, we just don't have the platforms and so forth. And now we actually have a platform just for you. And this morning I am joined by, I'm trying to think of the proper way to introduce you, Helena.
It's actually Ndilimeke.
Oh, it's Ndilimeke. No, okay. Sorry. Ndilimeke, yes. Why at 8:16 do you look so good? What is the secret? What is the trick? What do I gotta do? You look so stunning.
Well, Shaquan, thank you so much. You're making me blush right now.
No, you really, really do.
Thank you so much.
But thank you for being here. Thank you for your time. Thank you for being in our space.
Thank you.
So how has the weekend been? How do you feel, you know, pertaining to how the week kind of looks? I know it's a little bit too early to tell, but how do you feel?
You'll not believe it, but I love Mondays.
Is it? Me too!
I absolutely adore Mondays.
Me too.
It just gives me that drive for the rest of the week.
Yes.
Every time Sunday comes, I'm always looking forward to a Monday. Because it's an opportunity to really just challenge yourself. Because during the weekend, you kind of think of everything that you want to accomplish the next week. And it starts with Monday. And just praying and hoping that whoever you engage, whoever you meet, you know, meetings will be fruitful. You know, conversations will be good.
Lifelong relationships.
But the weekend was good. It was restful. Family, had family over, man, I loved it.
Is it?
I loved it.
Fantastic. Yes. So, pertaining to the Creative Summit, right? The first ever in Namibia.
Yes, correct.
What a milestone, man. Why was it actually so important for you guys to actually come up with this concept or finally come up with a platform for creatives in Namibia?
Man, you know, we have seen over the years different industry being represented by different, and I call them houses, right?
Yeah.
But you see that there's so many other industries. I mean, there are 13 industries across the board internationally that are recognized.
They have not yet
been able to, to economize. They've not been able to professionalize. And I think some of the industries are even non-existent in this country, but it does not mean that just because we have not observe them, they don't exist.
Yeah.
And you see that other industries are really struggling, they're left behind.
Yeah.
So this really came up as a way to say, is there a way to harness and foster some sort of conversation around professionalizing as well as, you know, economizing the creative industry in a way that, you know, we are also able to sell our products out there, but also most importantly, what's a product? So this is the platform where we have conversations with media, corporates, financial institutions, different stakeholders, really, where we're just saying, where are we as an industry, right? How can we harness, currency and investment within the creative industry, but also understanding that there is responsibility as a creative. I mean, I'm a creative entrepreneur both ways, to say there is, for every demand and supply, there's expectations as well.
Absolutely.
That comes into play. So we want to have these conversations. We want to see where we've been. We have, you know what, Shaquan, it's so sad. We have seen so many talented people commit suicide, go to bed hungry. Yes, on one side, sometimes it's lack of discipline. On the other side, I think also stakeholders are not bringing their point or their side and their efforts to the table. But most importantly, it's just the understanding that also goes with it to say, how do we professionalize? What does it mean? What disciplines should I have? And then also, along with those type of conversation, we look into then how can we actually make it an economy where we are, contributing towards the socio-economic development agenda of this country. So this is really where the whole Creative Summit came from.
Is it? And you know what? There's been a need for it for a very, very long time. And I say this because I've been in this space and industry for a very long time, actually. And I think what's also really broken my heart over the years is the fact that you see people who are extremely talented. And for example, this person gets like a really huge gig with whatever stakeholder, whatever it is, right? And they get paid like a lot of money. But then you see, because it's evident, like, you know, through social media, following and so forth, how this person is even blowing their money up and not necessarily even, you know, taking that time to really think about what am I actually going to do with this money, you know? You can't necessarily also step in because it's a, I worked for this, this is actually my money, right? But like, why do you think the creative industry is slept on so much in Namibia?
For me, I think that there's a lack of understanding. I think education also plays another a key role in terms of why it's been the way it is. But as I mentioned earlier on, I think it's also just the, you know, it's a perspective thing. It's a mind type of attitude thing.
Yeah.
When you just mentioned the example that you gave, I mean, there's so many different aspects to consider. When someone does not know better and understand in terms of how they need to invest, how they need to grow, they'll blow up their money.
But
if you say that this is definitely a career and you see it as a professional career, and understanding, for example, maybe if you're going to have an organization, register to BIPA, make sure that you are under the correct tax bracket. And people don't even know that. You just register for tax, make sure that you're under the creative industry. You know, make sure that maybe you say, listen, because of the way I get my income, instead of being an income tax, maybe a provisional tax. I mean, it's all about education. So we do have the lack of understanding in the industry, and that's why we want to change the narrative. So one of the aspects that we, of course, we want to touch on is, of course, having education. In the long run, the way we plan to really pan this, the creative industry in the long run, is having workshops, masterclasses, conferences like such as these, where we actually educate our creative industry. So they understand that if I really am serious or I want to professionalize, this is really what it means to be professional. This is the accountability, the responsibility that the different stakeholders have of me. And this is how I also need to understand in terms of the PR, how I need to understand myself as a brand. People don't even know, understand what it goes into a brand.
That's true.
So all of these things, I believe some people are kind of getting it there. They're still failing because they don't know better. There are people who've done exceptionally well. There's certain industries that are doing very well. For example, film, you know.
Oh, no, absolutely.
But still, you come into it. And then when you realize that some of these people are self-made, how did they do it? The question is always how. And the day we stop victimizing and then playing the victim role, I think we change that perspective. Instead
it's
of
a major
why,
one.
It's a major one. Instead of always saying, why not me? Why this?
How
I should
can
ask
it
myself,
be?
How can it be? How can I? How can I change the narrative? What is there available for me? Even if it's not available for me and there's no table set before me, what table can I set for myself? Who can I collaborate? So this is not just about conversation. It's really practical. It's also a collaborative and practical platform where we look into success stories, how they did it. I remember talking to the National Arts Council, and when they were giving me certain success stories, I was blown away. Because they would say there's certain people who've come for us for grants, but they were maybe not eligible. However, these people have still made something of themselves. But it takes, you need to understand that when you say you have a passion, passion is not enough.
It's
talent
not enough,
is not enough. There is work that goes into it.
Yep.
There is learning that goes into it. Even as a speaker, you need to learn how to speak. Sometimes you even need a coach. It's not enough to say that you're a singer and you go into studio and you just sing. Are you even rehearsing? Do you have a professional coach? What do you really do? We need to also see a value addition from all of these different, you know, creatives. And unfortunately, the value addition chain, Shaquan, to be honest, we don't see enough of it.
That's true.
And then there's this high expectation that we owe, people should. No one owes you anything. This is just the reality. And if you want people to trust you, you need to give them enough room, enough leverage of yourself, and you know, all about yourself, to say we can trust this person, we can trust the brand.
That's true, you know, so
all of these aspects need to be understood.
And, you know, that's actually a really good point that you're making right now, because as you, because you mentioned first of all collaboration, and the one thing that really stood out for me is that I think with our industry also, man, thank God for platforms like this, honestly. Because when it comes to collaboration, I think a lot of the times people shy away from collaborating because the industry is so small in itself. And because a lot of people don't necessarily believe, you know, in the creative space and so forth. So I don't necessarily also want to collaborate, because what if you do better than me and this is actually my client and the next thing they want to use you for their projects, right? And I think also the other thing is that we keep on having this conversation pertaining to the creative space, how we always see corporates and stakeholders and so forth using the same talents over and over again. For me, it ties in with what you just said right now, brand. And seeing that this person has collaborated with so-and-so and so brand, and that they've actually delivered, and they can actually, you know, deliver for my brand as well, because they have that discipline, so to say. So it is really important for people to really take note of this conversation, but most importantly of the Creative Summit itself that will be happening in September, hey?
Yes, correct.
So quickly break down as to what is going to be happening in September.
All right.
Pertaining to the summit itself, yeah.
So the summit is on, it's a two-day event.
Yeah.
The summit itself, where we will have the dialogues and the conversations, etc. That will be on the 6th of September. That's a Friday, I believe.
Yeah.
It will be at the NTN. It's okay. Non-commercial. When I say non-commercial,
you are not paying.
You are not paying.
Yeah.
So guys, that's where you now have to be responsible and accountable for yourself and say, I want to learn. I want to be part of these engagements. I also want to participate.
Yeah,
I think
at
the end of the day, participation is key in these type of conversations.
Mm.
Guys, no one has it figured out. Not even the corporates has it figured out.
That's true.
No one has. We all have to figure this out together.
Mm.
And it starts with a conversation. Healthy conversation with platforms where non-discriminatory, safe spaces where we can just air our views out and challenges out.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's going to be happening on the 6th. We're going to be going throughout from 8, I believe, to 5. And
yeah.
then we're going to have a bit of sundowners until 8 o'clock.
Okay.
There's also going to be lunch and refreshments. So guys, please do keep a lookout on all our social media pages.
Yeah.
That is the Namibia Creative Summit.
Yes.
Instagram as well
and
as
Facebook. Yeah.
As well as please our wonderful partners that is Fresh FM and 99 FM.
Yeah.
We're going to be having more conversation on the summit.
Absolutely.
And unrolling some surprises that will be coming through.
Yeah, yeah.
So please just keep a lookout. Keep a read out. Listen out on when the forms also will be available to register. Yes, we're going to have that as well. And then on the 7th of September, we're going to have the Iconic Music Fest. One thing we believe is about experiences.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, guys, we are doing it all.
Yeah,
we're going to
yeah.
go cultural to the amazing talent that we have locally that we would love to showcast. And on board, we have Channel O, who's come and partnered with us all to showcast, you know, what Namibia has and the type of talent that we have, we can showcast to Africa and the world at large. I mean, when Channel O came on board, we were like, yes, you know.
It's
and guys, so when we call you and you have been selected to come and perform, guys, give us your A game. At the end of the day, this is what we talk about. It's your branding.
Yeah.
It is about who you are. This is the
putting your best foot forward.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, yes, it's going to be amazing. I mean, later on with time, we're going to, as I say, we're going to
reveal
roll
a little bit more.
Yes, but I think for now, we'll keep it there.
It will keep it there.
Yes.
So pertaining to corporates,
yes.
stakeholders that want to be involved with this Creative Summit, how do they reach you or basically just contact you in terms of collaborating?
One way to reach us is definitely via mail. We are still reaching out to corporates. I think for there, I would just like to say, I know that certain corporates or certain people have this belief and say, we've heard it before.
Yeah.
It's not the first time somebody has tried something and we did not see the fruits of it.
Yeah.
But now we're coming, we're saying we're accountable and responsible.
Yeah.
I think with the partners that we have on board as well, the need for it and assessing just what's happening locally in terms of our country, in the creative industry, we're not even trying to compete, because I think sometimes the narrative is somebody is doing the same thing as this, or we've heard of something similar. We're not here to compete. We don't have time for competition.
Yeah.
We are here to complement. And I think the vision that we have long run, Shaquan, would love to get in all other creatives who have a similar idea as the Namibia Creative Summit. And if we are able to find a way to work together, without looking at it from a personal gain. We are not looking at it from a personal gain perspective. We're really looking at it in terms of what can we establish to to foster some sort of grounding that is a foundation, I would say, within this country for the creative industry, not just for us, but for the ones who are upcoming, and encourage and stimulate that sector, you know. So we're saying, corporates out there, please, when we knock on your doors, please open your doors
to please.
Us.
Yes.
And this is not just another project, just another, you know, people looking for funding and how to better enrich themselves. No, we are really, really having the creative sector at heart. And as we also engage facilitators, we're also asking you to keep your hearts open for us.
Yeah.
Because, listen, this is a sector that... it's for all of us.
Yeah, that's true.
And all the aspects of economic situations or whatever that may be external factors that are affecting us locally and internationally, at the end of the day, they do affect all of us. So no, if you can help one person, I would say it will go a long run.
So we
are calling for all corporates still to come on board, to come and partner with us, to come and assist us, really, you know, to make this summit around a success.
I mean honestly at the end of the day, the point is to pour into the creatives so that they leave with so much knowledge at the end of the day. So please do your part. Honestly, when they do knock, please do answer, and just really help wherever you can. You can reach them at namibiacreativesummit@gmail.com. In fact, actually, just mail her right now. She'll respond to you within 5 minutes anyway.
Totally. You're very, very right. Yes.
Thank you so much for your time. Excited about this one. The first ever in Namibia. I'm definitely going to be there as someone in the space that has been in the space for so long and looking for platforms like this. I'm really, really happy.
So lovely.
Congratulations to you and the team.
I'll be there.
Trust me.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations to you and the team, and really just having everyone's best interest at heart.
Thank you.
This was a long time coming.
Thank you. Right. Thank you so much, Shekwa.
Fantastic, man. We're obviously going to be having more conversations closer to the date. So keep it locked right here on Namibia's Heart and Soul.
You worked hard for your money, and DSTV gives you a whole lot more. Shekwa and NSK on 102.9.